This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Aria.
And Mark.
All right. So welcome back, Mark.
Thank you. I am back from my scouting adventure trying to find free lands around the globe, in an unnamed region and an unnamed country.
Right, so we basically can't talk about your trip.
We can't talk about...
Can we talk about Brussels?
The region. We can. What about Brussels?
Didn't you get detained in the airport?
Not exactly. So I couldn't go to where to one of the stops on my route because, according to Brussels Airlines, I needed some kind of visa confirmation. Now, I went through that place on the way back. I didn't need a visa confirmation to get there. Brussels Airlines just believed that I did. But they wouldn't let me on the plane. So the nice lady at United, whom I gave a little sampler maple syrup to in a glass shape of a maple leaf. I bring these on trips. So
is it to bribe your way onto airplanes?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
You know, people...
If it works, it works.
Right. What you want to do is you want to invest in gifts that result in better things than the amount of money you spent on them. Right?
Sure.
So these little things are...
A real mercenary way to look at a gift.
Yeah, it's not to be nice. It's to benefit you. Got it?
I don't understand.
I wouldn't expect anything else from you, Mark.
I don't know how you people think. I really don't. I mean, like, why else would you bring these gifts?
To be nice.
Yes, yeah. You absolutely do want to be nice, because nice people get good things.
Wow. Okay, go on with your story.
I bring these little...
Tell me again that I'm the weird one in the room, or that Ian is the weird one.
I bring these little things of maple syrup shaped like maple leaves, you know, in glass, and I hand them out to people who make me happy. And the United...
Okay, so after they make you happy, you give them the gift. You don't just go up to them like, here's a gift. No, I need a favor.
No, that doesn't really work very well. I mean, okay. They kind of...
He's been around long enough to try that and fail.
I don't doubt it.
Yeah. Right. So the United lady rerouted my trip. I ended up spending the night in Brussels, and it was,
in the airport.
Yeah, it was the airport hotel. So
you did stay in the hotel.
I had the agent, the Customs and Border Patrol agent, whatever they're calling them in Brussels. I don't know. It's probably not in English. And they decide whether or not you leave. He decided I could leave. But the whole city was locked down.
So where are you going to go?
So, you know, go to the hotel and spend the night, which is all I really had time to do. I mean, I had about 12 hours.
So you had to go back through security at the Brussels airport the next day to get on the flight?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I went through security a lot on this trip. So, I mean, so often.
How did it compare to TSA when you were going through that?
Frankly, the security at most airports is, you don't have to go through nearly as much rigmarole as you do with the TSA. The taking off of shoes is almost exclusively American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've not seen that in other places.
Yeah, you have to take your belt off because it sets off the metal detector. But they, you know, in many cases, it's just usually a lot easier. Mostly you have to take your large electronics out, and sometimes they'll make you take out the liquids. But I mostly don't take out the liquids, and they never say anything. So there you go. As far as adventures go, I would say the single worst part was the Customs and Border Patrol, the U.S. Customs and Border Patrol reentry.
Oh, and I'm not surprised.
At which airport was this?
Newark.
Okay. I've never been through it there.
And I went through secondary.
Oh, I've been through that.
Yeah, that was...
Held me for hours in secondary.
It was probably not quite an hour for me.
Uh-huh.
But
so they give you a good search through on your belongings during secondary? What happened there?
They went through all of my belongings, and including my cell phone, which I want to talk about here.
Yeah.
Why you take a burner phone with you when you go through the TSA.
This is the conversation I want to have with Ian, because I know he spent a significant amount of brain power on how to handle this exactly. I think there's apps that you can actually sort of have a phone overlaid on top of your phone and then...
That's news to me. I've not heard about that.
No? Okay.
I mean, there could be, but...
You can get a burner phone from Walmart for like $40.
Yeah.
The problem, though, with a burner phone is, you know, you don't have any of your stuff on it, right? So...
Right.
Go on with what happened to you, and then I can
right.
tell you about it.
So the TSA agent was upset that I had a laptop and I had forgotten my plug. I had taken the plug here from the studio with the intent of bringing it on the trip, but I left it in my briefcase. Not
in America.
But I didn't take the briefcase with me. So I didn't.
So you had a laptop that was dead the whole time.
Well, not the whole time. I was able to use it for, you know, the first couple of hours or whatever. I used it for a few hours on the trip. But, you know, I turned it off and turned it back on, that kind of thing.
And this would be the laptop that you forgot tonight.
That's great. Doing very well here. So
I don't understand this mentality of taking all of your sensitive information on your phone and your laptop through the TSA.
Well... It wasn't the TSA that was the problem. It was Customs and Border Patrol. Remember, no other policing agency in the United States can look through your phone or laptop. Only Customs and Border Patrol, whom you will come in contact with when you leave the country. So,
this is an interesting discussion, but I've got a potentially more interesting discussion that's on the line. We had a special guest, and we were having phone troubles before the show. We weren't able to get him on right then. So let's bookmark this and come back to the discussion about the laptop and searches at the border and things like that. I want to bring Ronald on the line here. Ronald, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
All right. You're in California, and this is a really unusual interview for Free Talk Live. Number one, we don't normally do interviews. Free Talk Live is a open phone show, so we let anybody call in about anything. It's, you know, over the almost two decades we've been doing this program, we've probably interviewed no more than 50 people. So it's very rare that we'll interview somebody. But you're somebody who's had a really terrible situation happened to you on the internet, and you and I spent a lot of time on the phone talking about this person to person, and I thought, you know what, this conversation that we had would have been really interesting to have for our audience, which of course is you know, a lot of radio stations all across the United States. So you are currently on the air with us here on Free Talk Live, and the hosts in the studio include me, Ian. We also have Aria DeMezzo with us and Mark Edge here in the studio. And as I told you, Aria and I have extensive experience with selling Bitcoin online, and that's what the majority of what we're going to talk about has to do with. But this isn't just a Bitcoin conversation. It's more about getting scammed on the internet and how some of these things happen. And what happened to you, I thought, was particularly instructive and interesting. I don't want to say thank you in advance for calling in to be willing to talk about what is ultimately a pretty embarrassing situation. So thank you for joining us tonight.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I want to go back to about, I guess it was about a year ago, when you met somebody online who ultimately, after a number of weeks of having conversations, would end up bilking you out of not your life savings, but the inheritance left to you by your mother. Mm. And it's just an absolutely shocking story. So can you take us back to when you met this person on the internet and what happened?
Surely. It was, I'll never forget, it was a Wednesday evening, November 27, 2019. It was the night before Thanksgiving in last year, in 2019. And I had, 10 days earlier, I had enrolled in a dating site called Match.com. And I was looking for a relationship.
As many of us are. I mean, I have to interrupt you there. We do have we have to stop for just a moment. We're going to bring you back. This conversation could go for he and I spoke for 2.5 hours on the phone. So I don't know if it's going to last that long on the radio, but stand by, Ronald. We're going to continue with this. And, of course, we'll talk in detail about what happened here and how our listeners can benefit from learning about this situation, because this can happen to anybody online. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now. Click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com, where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com. Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want generally, but right now, we have a special interview that I wanted to bring to you just because it's so shocking, some of the fraud that goes on out there in just the internet in general. This isn't specifically about Bitcoin. It just happens to have to do with Bitcoin in this particular case. And speaking of Bitcoin, we are actually sponsored by Bitcoin.com. So if you want to learn about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin, you should go and do that over at Bitcoin.com. They've got a section called Get Started. Just click that at the top of the page. And then there's videos, and you can watch just the first one if you need to. It's, you know, 2 or 3 minutes long. Just a basic overview of what Bitcoin is and what makes it special, what makes it different. And so, you know, this scam we're going to tell you about here with our special guest, Ronald from California, calling in tonight. With our guest, does have to do with Bitcoin, but these are old scams that a lot of them have been around for a long time. They're just sort of new tech that they've applied to them, and Bitcoin's part of that new tech. You know, it used to be done with wire transfers and things like that, and it still is, I'm sure, in a lot of cases. In fact, bankers will tell you they get these things all day long. So we're going to continue with that, but please go to Bitcoin.com, get the basic information about how to get into Bitcoin, what it's all about, what's the difference between Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, things like that. You will learn at Bitcoin.com. Ronald is back with us here. Ronald, thanks for joining us here and getting into what is, I'm sure, a difficult story to tell. You were just telling us that about a year ago you had signed up just before the Thanksgiving holiday in 2019 on the website Match.com. Now, I'm sure this can happen on a variety of dating sites.
Not an indictment on a particular website.
Right. Any site that allows somebody to, you know, pretend as though they're another person and interact with other humans, could this sort of thing can happen. So
it's also very common on Facebook.
Is it?
It is.
So you said that, and by the way, just for our listeners' edification, you're a man in his 60s. Is that right?
That's right. I was 65 at the time. I'm 66 now.
Okay, so you signed up, you built your profile on the dating site, and how many days was it before this person reached out to you?
Okay, important date, one never forgets. I signed up, I enrolled on the weekend of November 16th, November 17th, and my enrollment, my subscription actually began on November 17th.
Right, you're a paying client. You're not just, this isn't a free service. You bought
well,
into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, actually, you can sign up for free,
mm-hmm.
and you can have. I signed up on November 16th, but I could not pay that night for some reason. My bank blocked the transaction because it wasn't. It didn't recognize that as something that I normally did.
Mm.
So it blocked the transaction, and it took me until the next day, November 17th, to call my bank and talk to the fraud department and tell the fraud department that, no, I myself am making this transaction to enroll in Match.com.
Turns out it's the one time a bank's fraud department might have actually prevented you from, if you'd have given up at
that
point.
That's right.
I was thinking about it from a different angle. It's,
right.
Like, it's so nice of them to make you jump through these hoops to spend your money, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks for annoying me.
It was irritating. I'll never forget that night. It was a late Saturday night on November 16th, and I signed up, and I got a message that, my bank was blocking the transaction.
Gotcha. So let's fast forward to where this person contacted you.
Yeah, so the next day I called the bank and I got through and I said, I'm responsible for this. I want to do it. Okay. So that was November 17th. 10 days later, on November 27th, I got a what's called a like from Match.com. And that's simply a notification or an alert from the dating site that a woman is interested in talking to you,
mm-hmm.
and you're and it comes in the form of an email. So you have the discretion whether to respond to that like or not.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the person, and so you get a little picture, and it says in this case. The name was Lily. I was used Lily, like
Lily,
the flower.
Okay.
And it said, Lily likes you. And then check her out, see if you're interested, send her a message. And this is a regular email.
Right.
And if you tap it, then right through it takes you onto the internet. And when you get onto the internet, you can send the person who sent you the light a message and just wait for a response from her. So I made. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say. So basically, you've sort of explained how dating sites work for, you know, for listeners that maybe have not ever actually tried one of these things. But yeah, so you reached. So this person liked you. You reached back out to. I'm going to put quotes around her because we still don't know who this person likely was. And that began a conversation that got very deep, right? Like you ended up connecting with this person, or at least so you thought.
Right. Yeah, it was very strong, and it got strong very quickly. And when you're on a dating site, you know, when you meet a person in regular life, if you're a man and you meet a woman in regular life, you don't really know what the person is thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so you don't normally start talking about love or relationships right away.
Right.
But when the two of you are on a dating site, both of you know why you're there, or at least ostensibly, you know why the other person is there. You think you know. And so it's a lot easier to start talking about subjects that you would normally talk to a person with whom you met, a person you normally met right away out in real life in person. And when you're on a dating site, yeah, it's okay. You know you have permission to start talking about relationships with that person right away because that's why you believe the other person is there. And indeed, that's often true. So in this case, I didn't know it was not true. So we right away, we introduced ourselves. We knew what we wanted. I thought I knew the other person wanted the same thing as I. So we started talking about love and romance right away.
Did you start talking about it, or did the scammer? I'm just curious the order of events here.
It was a mutual. It was mutual. I mean, whatever we said to each other right away was just hello, nice to meet you, Ron. That's a typical conversation. We'll start out with those words. Hi, Ronald. Nice to meet you.
Did she butter you up with a lot of compliments, like, you know, that she thought you were really attractive and that sort of thing?
Oh yeah. Well, that's you. Right away, you say, you know, you introduce yourself, and you don't even have to say why you're there. But sometimes it's the other person. In this case, the other person will ask me, you know, what kind of relationship are you looking for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get right out there with it, right? Why beat around the bush, right? Because some people are looking for just a sexual encounter. Other people are looking for an actual relationship. And so it seems like a fair question to, you know, filter right up front.
I've definitely got some questions here.
Yeah, so we've got questions. Hang on, Ron. We're going to bring it back here. Ronald is with us from California, and we'll continue with this. It's a detailed story, and it gets pretty crazy.
Yeah, how he lost his life savings.
Well, his mother's life savings.
Okay.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zuki and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for Cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Hunter Biden, the son of President-elect Joe Biden, said in a statement that the U.S. Attorney's Office in Delaware is investigating my tax affairs. Hunter Biden saying that he takes these matters very seriously and is confident that a professional and objective review of these matters will demonstrate that he handled his affairs legally and appropriately. The FTC and a bipartisan group of state attorneys generals are suing Facebook, bringing broad antitrust allegations that the social media giant engaged in a year-long campaign to buy up or freeze out tech firms that one day might become rivals. New York AG Tish James saying,
Facebook used vast amounts of money to acquire smaller rivals and potential rivals before they could threaten the company's dominance.
USA Radio News. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is suing four battleground states, Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Paxton asking the Supreme Court to block those states from casting unlawful and constitutionally tainted votes in the Electoral College. In the suit, he claims that the changes made to election procedures in those states violated federal law.
These elections in other states where state law was not followed as required by the Constitution affects my voters because these are national elections, and so if there are fraudulent activities or things that affect an election and state law is not followed as is required by the Constitution, it affects our state. It affects every state.
The Pentagon continuing to plot out how it will distribute the coronavirus vaccine. Assistant Defense Secretary Thomas McCaffrey telling a briefing that the distribution will depend on the availability of the vaccine in the coming weeks and months. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Generally, you're still welcome to call in, but I don't know when we're going to actually take any extra calls because we're in the middle of an interview with a man named Ronald who lives out in California and, like a lot of people on the internet, he tried online dating. And, you know, there's all kinds of success stories, and sure, there's all kinds of failures, and then there's straight-up scams. And unfortunately, that is where this one ends up going. We're going to continue with that interview here. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Aria.
And Mark.
So we're going to get back to Ronald here, and we're going to continue this story. So, Ronald, just to recap for our listeners, you were... you're in your mid-60s, you signed up for a dating website, Match.com, last year, paid for your profile, got on there, 10 days later you get a like from a purported lady named calling herself Lily, and you got into a conversation with her, and immediately felt like you hit it off. You started talking about things like love and, you know, sort of deep topics that I presume this went on for quite a while, right? Like you were, I think you told me off the air that you had gone late into the night talking with this person.
We started talking. She contacted me. I'll never forget. It was 6:12 p.m. on November 27, 2019, the night before Thanksgiving. I responded to the like, which was the worst decision of my life. Normally, I would forget about such a moment, but I actually remember the very moment I tapped the email to respond to the like, and I just remember that moment. Right. And
Of course you tapped on it.
I mean, I ever made.
You call it a decision, but I mean, you decided to go on to Match. You made a brave move to introduce love into your life. There's nothing wrong with either of those things. And of course you reacted to a like on your profile because that's why you're there. So you call it a bad decision. I'm going to have to forgive you for it. Go ahead.
Okay, so I open the email and we start chatting right away, and we introduce ourselves. We establish that we're both looking for lifetime love.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious. Was she significantly younger than you? I'm sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
We had kind of a jerky connection there for a second. Was she significantly younger than you?
She told me that she was 48.
Okay.
65.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 48. And so, that was second dating site I had tried. I had tried it. Another one prior to that, I didn't like the results. And so in mid-November, I had signed up for that other one in late October of 2019. I tried it for 3 weeks, didn't like the results. So I just decided to try Match.com.
Was she the first response you got in that 10 days?
No. Oh, no.
Okay.
I'd gotten plenty of likes, mm-hmm. Or at least several likes before that. And, so this was just another one, and a lot of them, they didn't work out. You would respond to a like, and you would have messages. You would spend a few minutes messaging with the other person, and then it would end. You would just never hear from the person again, or you didn't like you didn't like the other person for
That's
one reason or another.
On dating apps. I mean, you're just getting a feel for the water. It's like, okay, well, there's nothing going on here. I'm not interested. You move on. I mean, probably half of the messages that I end up sending or receiving, I just never even bother to respond to.
Mm-hmm. So this was the first person thus far that you had felt as though you had a connection with, somebody who seemed interested in you, was spending time talking with you. How long did that first conversation go for that you had?
Well, it started at 6:12 in the evening on Match.com. We talked for messaged back and forth for just a few minutes on Match. And within that time, she sent me a message inviting me to go offline onto the regular texting platform, onto the public texting platform.
On your cell phone, you mean? She wanted your cell phone?
Yeah, on my cell phone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was on my cell phone,
yeah.
And she wanted to go. I was using my cell phone, and I was on the internet communicating with her on Match.
Mm-hmm.
And within just a few minutes, she invited me. She asked me if I wanted to go off that onto the regular texting platform through my phone number. And
for
agree.
A lot of guys, this would be, this would feel like a step in the right direction, right? To have
got her digits, right?
Right, you got her number. To have a woman just have that much interest in you right out the gate, to where she's willing to share her number with you, seems like okay. Well, this person's
exactly.
interested.
Yeah, and I think that there's a formula at work here. If I
yes,
have
there
to,
is.
If I have to, say so. So she was. Younger, but not significantly
but
younger.
But not out of the range.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't some 25-year-old with her shirt off.
Right.
It was, a 48-year-old who was believable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and at the time, I was hoping to find someone in that age range, in her 40s or 50s,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, even in her 60s.
Sure.
And so it seemed someone of that age.
How would you rank her on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as her looks? I mean, to not be too shallow here, but that's what a lot of these dating sites are to some extent based on. What would you rank her?
She sent me a picture right away, and I would, after the initial picture, after the picture in the initial light, she sent me a picture, as soon as we got off the mat onto the texting platform, she sent me a picture
mm-hmm.
of herself. she texted me a picture of herself.
Did she, hold on, did she not have a photo on, I'm sorry to interrupt, did she not have a photo on her Match profile?
There was a little picture that came with the light,
mm-hmm.
and it was a picture of a woman with big, dark, a big light yellow sunglasses, and she really had to look hard to see, to assess the look of the woman.
I see.
Because she had big.
So you never actually went to her profile on Match.com to get a better look?
No, I didn't. I did not. I just tapped the line.
Went straight to the chat.
That took me from the email right onto the Match.com.
So when she sent you texting, and then she sent you a picture.
Right.
So so when she sent you the picture over the text, what were you? Well, you know, what did you think? How did she look? One to ten.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. I have every Bill. I have all of our conversations. I saved every text mm-hmm. message that ever went between us, and it's more than 2,000. Quite a bit more than 2,000 messages. So this is the first one I'm looking at it right now. And I would say with 10, from 1 to, on a scale from 1 to 10, with 10 being the prettiest, say that she was an 8.
Okay.
An 8.
Yeah.
That sounds like it fits the formula.
Fits the formula. So believably pretty, not too pretty.
Right. You don't want to be unbelievably pretty.
Right. Believable age range.
But you want to still put the bait in the water.
So you still didn't answer the question. How late were you on the phone with her texting that first night? How long did this go for?
Went from 6 o'clock hour in the evening on Wednesday, November 27th, to the 10 o'clock hour on the following morning.
Overnight.
Thursday, November 28th, Thanksgiving Day itself.
So you covered a lot of ground. I mean, that's an hours-long conversation with 12, this person.
12 and 4. We messaged back and forth. We texted for 15 to 16 hours straight.
Wow.
Now, what did Lily reveal what country Lily was she was in? Did she reveal what country was she was in?
Oh, she was actually going to be claiming to be an American, for sure.
Ronald?
So where are you? And she told me that was in South Africa. She told me she was in South Africa, and she wanted to know right away if that was a problem for me. And if I had just said, yes, that's a problem. I'm in San Francisco, California. How can I have a relationship with you in South Africa? Right away, she said, "Well, I'm here. I'm an American, and I'm here just on business."
Right. So this is
presenting herself as a successful
businesswoman. Yeah, and we're going to get into that aspect of this too, coming up here. You know, the money that this woman claimed to have, and how she supposedly proved it to dig him in even further. More coming up.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Variety of these things.
Yeah, and you have to know about this stuff because you can get caught up in a variety of different ways.
Yeah.
What's going on with Ronald here is about the most wholesome thing that you can do, right? Like, you're just...
Wholesome?
Wholesome. There's nothing wrong with wanting to go out and find
from
love.
From his perspective, right. There's nothing wrong with what he did, right.
Right. So, it's, well, I mean...
There's certainly something wrong with what this person, the scam artist, did.
So, there was a time in life when the scams were largely played upon people to get them to do something that was, you know, greedy, marginally illegal.
Oh, yeah, something that appealed to their greed or something. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
And whereas these days, scam artists have come up with scams that, you know, they'll go after anybody for anything, and it's sad. I mean, you know, good people trying to help other people get scammed.
That's what's going to happen here in this story. It is what I would say is generally the category of a romance scam. And Ronald is back with us here. He is in California. This happened about a year ago, and I always got to recap because we always have new listeners tuning in on the radio just in case somebody just tuned into the show. But Ronald met somebody on Match.com, hit it off, spent 16 hours or something like that talking to this person over text messaging, which is, you know, it sounds seems like you're doing, you know, it's working, right? Like, this person is really getting along with you, and she says to you that she is in South Africa, but don't worry, she's from America, and she's going to come back. And, Ronald, that's where you left this story off with. Did these conversations with, quote, Lily continue on a daily basis? Were you guys interacting pretty regularly after that first night?
I started a conversation. I referred to her as Lily, and she told me, well, actually, that's not my real name. That's just the name I used on the dating site.
Okay.
And my real name, she told me, is Catherine, and she gave me a name, Catherine Espinosa. She said, that's my real name, and I'm an American from Denver, Colorado. She explained that she was born in Madrid, Spain. She immigrated to the United States many years before, and with her parents. And she said that. Let me just back up. She said that she was born in Madrid, Spain, but that she came to the United States as a young girl, as a teenager, I believe she said. Mm-hmm. And then she was then at that time living in Denver, Colorado, and she was in the antiques business, and that she had gone, bought and sold antiques, and she had gone to South Africa to purchase $500,000, $500,000 worth of antiques. And that was, and that her name, again, was Catherine Espinoza. Well, that seemed legitimate to me. Everything seemed.
We're kind of losing the occasional packet from your cell phone. I don't know if you've got the best signal in the world, but most of the time we can hear you and understand you. So you felt like this woman was a successful person. She seemed confident.
I got to be honest, though, because I use dating sites fairly often just to hook up, though. I'm not looking for a relationship. I have better things to do than that. And if I was talking to someone and they said, oh, yeah, I've come to South Africa on a business trip. I'm about to spend $500,000 buying merchandise. I'm going to end the conversation.
Really? Why?
Because I would have a very difficult time believing that was true.
Mm. I'd first want to know if they can speak Spanish. Like, in this circumstance, if she claims to have moved from Madrid,
mm-hmm.
and, I personally, because I do speak Spanish, I'm going to plumb her a little bit on that.
Mm-hmm.
So, in order to put the story together, it's certainly not conclusive or anything like that, but if a Spanish speaker can't, if a person named Espinoza moved from Madrid in their teens, can't speak Spanish, you know that you got yourself a problem.
Mm. Well, in a lot of cases, you may not be thinking, guys, that you've got a problem on your hands. I mean, you've got what appears to be an interested person.
And that's the thing is that everybody gets skinned in some way. An online dating at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just the smallest thing where somebody sends you some unflattering picture of a part of themselves or something. Or maybe it's as much as what happened with Ronald. The reason Ronald's on the air is because his story is quite notable. But everybody finds something. You know, like it somehow learns that, people aren't all they say they are here.
Yeah, and that's the part of the problem. I mean, it's easy for you guys to sit here and say, well, I would have done this in that circumstance. But
I did get skinned online with a dating situation, mm-hmm. I will say.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I can't be scammed, right?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously,
we've all been scammed.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying I can't fall for a romance scam,
yeah.
Because we all have blind spots. We all have vulnerabilities, and it's just a matter of a scammer finding that and exploiting it.
Right.
All I'm trying to do is use Ronald's story here, which is supposed to be instructive
to my
listeners that, hey, watch out there.
Yeah, that's the whole point of this.
Is in giving ways that one might watch out.
Yeah, it's hard to think that, on one hand, you're on this dating site, you found somebody who seems to be interested in you, but yet you have to constantly question and constantly try to poke holes. And it's in the moment, I'm sure that's the last thing that was on your mind, right? I mean, were you thinking, Ronald, at that time, I should, double check this person, I should verify these claims, or were you just smitten with her and just, you went with it?
At the time, I wasn't skeptical, because I had been on dating sites, the previous one, which is eHarmony, for 3 weeks, and then I had been on Match for 10 days, and no one had ever talked to Sammy. I had had conversations with several other women over on those two different dating sites over, this was actually, it was exactly 1 month that I had been doing my dating by then, on the two websites combined. Exactly 1 month, and 1 month and 1 day, as a matter of fact, and no one had ever asked me for anything of value. All the other women I had come into contact with on the two different dating sites were legitimate women. They were, or they had they were
possible.
For love.
Or you presume. You presume. You never met them.
Any different.
So you wouldn't know.
Right. Well, I
well, at
I
this
never,
point in our no story, one, this woman has also not asked you for any money.
That's right. That's coming later. In fact, how long was it between when you first started talking to Catherine before she did ask you for the first amount of money that she asked you for? How long was that?
Okay, that was the next day. The next day.
Wow.
Thanksgiving Day, November 28th, that Thursday, she said, I have a problem. And this was not in the initial conversation, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I will say something very important that happened near toward the end of that 15-16-hour conversation. It was in the morning of Thanksgiving Day, and she asked me to send her a copy or a picture of my driver license.
Ooh.
And at the time, and then she explained right away, she said, I'm asking you for this because I want to make sure that I know who you are because I don't want to get hurt again.
Mm. So did she offer up her driver's license in return?
And I asked
her she almost certainly could have provided one.
Hold on. He said he asked her. Go ahead. Sorry, Ronald. You said you did ask her?
Also.
Yeah.
I wasn't totally unskeptical. I asked her for a picture of her driver license, and she explained, I was not able to bring all my documents with me from Denver to South Africa. She explained, I was advised to bring as few important documents as possible because this is not a safe country.
That's definitely true. I mean, as far as the claim that South Africa is not a safe country, we actually just, this was off the air, but actually one of our other co-hosts and I had a conversation with a guy in South Africa who is running a sort of an emergency response service there where people can send out a notice when something's, you know, something bad is happening to them and have people respond to it. And he just describes some absolutely horrific things that just happen there constantly to people. So it's an incredibly violent and dangerous place. So that's a plausible explanation, but it's interesting that she would ask you for your driver's license on the
second. Would not be able to provide her own.
For the very same first conversation. And you know, and what I believe she was doing there is building a profile on you.
Yeah,
and
I'm surprised she wasn't able to hand you some random girl's license.
Right, that is surprising to me as well because I would figure that this person would already have stolen the Catherine Espinoza identity from somebody else and was using that. Stand by, Ronald. You're going to hang with us here through the news. We're going to continue this discussion.
Okay.
So on day number two, she hits him up for money. We'll find out how much she wanted, what was it for, and how it went from there. More with Ronald here, and of course, this is Free Talk Live. Our toll-free number is 855-450- free like freedom.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.